KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of sports here on KJAN. Well, last night it was the ladies' turn to find out who entered the NCAA tournament as they had the selection show for the women's NCAA bracket. And three teams from the state of Iowa will be dancing here this year as the Iowa State Cyclones were selected as a 9 seed. They'll be playing in the Bridgeport, Connecticut bracket, and they'll be taking on Syracuse in the opening round for them. The Cyclones coming in with a record of 18-12. Also getting in out of the Missouri Valley Conference was Northern Iowa. To some, a surprise selection as they receive a 10 seed, and they will take on DePaul in the first round. The Panthers are 24-8 on the year. And also the Missouri Valley Conference regular season and tournament champion Drake Bulldogs will be in the field. They're also a 10 seed. 28-4 on the year for Drake. They'll be taking on 7-seeded Kansas State in their opening round matchup. Now, the time frames for those matchups for those teams, the first round game for Northern Iowa will be played on Friday on St. Patrick's Day. They'll be playing at noon against DePaul there. That'll be televised on ESPN2. Also, in games on Saturday, Iowa State will play a 1:30 tip-off against Syracuse, also an ESPN2 game. And then at Brambledge Coliseum in Manhattan, Kansas, it'll be Drake taking on Kansas State. And that will be a 4 o'clock tip-off coming up for that one then on Saturday. And actually, those times I mentioned are Eastern times, so you adjust a little bit there. So the Northern Iowa game will be at 11 a.m. here Central. Drake will be tipping off at 3 o'clock Central time on Saturday. Iowa State and Syracuse at 12:30 in the afternoon here Central time on Saturday. Also, the final women's top 25 poll was released yesterday after the regular season and conference tournament play. UConn, the top a team in the land, they receive all 33 first-place votes. Notre Dame ranks second, followed by South Carolina. Maryland and Baylor round out the top five. Ohio State comes in at 11, Texas at 14, Drake at number 20, West Virginia at 22, Oklahoma at 23, Kansas State at 24 there in the final women's poll. In men's college basketball, a month ago, Iowa State looked like a team on the verge of falling out of the NCAA tournament contention. The Cyclones have played like one of the best teams in the country ever since. Surging Iowa State is 23-10, has won 9 of their last 10 games, including an 80-74 win over West Virginia Saturday in the Big 12 tournament title game. Only Villanova, Kentucky, UCLA, and Arizona have made similar 9-1 runs among Power 5 and Big East schools. The fifth-seeded Cyclones face number 12-seed Nevada, now 28-6 in Milwaukee on Thursday. And Cyclones' second-year head coach, Steve Prohm, said, "We're playing well. If we can continue to maintain our defensive effort and the toughness and continue to share the ball, we can do some good things." The final top 25 men's poll released yesterday as well, and Villanova remains the number one team in the country with a 59 first-place votes, as they actually, of course, jump up to that number one spot after Kansas fell during their loss to TCU in the opening round of the Big 12 tournament for them in the quarters. Gonzaga, the second-ranked team in the country, they received 6 first-place votes. Kansas at number 3 from number 1. Arizona is at 4, followed by North Carolina, Kentucky, Duke, UCLA, Oregon, and Louisville rounding out the top 10. Then in Baylor checks in at number 12, West Virginia at 13, Purdue at 15. Iowa State rises from 23 to 17th here in this poll after their Big 12 tournament win. Also, Michigan jumps back into the poll after their run in the Big 10 tournament as they're at now number 23, and Wisconsin comes in at number 25. Also, in to some, it's called the Big Dance. It's the men's NCAA tournament, essentially the college basketball playoffs, and it all starts tonight in Dayton, Ohio, with the so-called play-in games. The competition involves teams left on the bubble as a tournament selection committee pondered the seedings. 4 teams play ahead of the full schedule of games, which commences Thursday. Tonight, it's Wake Forest facing off against Kansas State following the opening game, which features Mount St. Mary's against New Orleans. And those times are that first game between Mount St. Mary's and New Orleans at 5:40 here Central Time, and then Kansas State and Wake Forest will play at 8:10 Central Time here this evening. Teams chasing a college basketball title are contending with an unexpected wrinkle that's making last-minute travel plans difficult. A fierce storm bearing down in the northeast that's expected to dump up to 2 feet of snow in some places and create blizzard-like conditions. Villanova, the top overall seed in the NCAA tournament, left Philadelphia Monday afternoon for Buffalo, New York, to get ahead of a storm that's projected to last 3 days. The defending champion Wildcats, who will play on Thursday, had an abbreviated press availability with Coach Jay Wright, but no player interviews were granted as the team rushed to its flight. Wright said, "I'm not really looking forward to leaving right away, but it hits you with reality. You're in it." On the women's side, top team UConn will play Saturday morning, giving Albany, Syracuse, and Iowa State more time to travel. U.S. Airlines canceled thousands of flights for Monday and Tuesday in anticipation of the storm. Nobody was facing a more difficult week than Princeton, a school new to the scramble. The Tigers beat Yale on Sunday for their title in the first Ivy League tournament, where in previous years they would have clinched earlier by being unbeaten in the regular season. Providence was leaving early for Dayton, Ohio for its Wednesday night matchup against Southern Cal in the first four, and the Friars had no worries about cancellations because it takes charter flights for away games and can avoid the local airport, according to Athletic Director Bob Driscoll. In NFL news, the Philadelphia Eagles have agreed to terms on a two-year contract with quarterback Nick Foles. The 28-year-old Foles returns to the team that drafted him, where he had his most success. He went on to be the Pro Bowl after having one of the best statistical seasons in the NFL history in 2013. He'll be Carson Wentz's backup, and he leaves the Kansas City Chiefs, where he was backup to Alex Smith last season. DeMarcus Ware won't be returning to either the Dallas Cowboys or the Denver Broncos as expected. The 12-year NFL veteran is instead retiring from the NFL. He announced his decision Monday on Twitter. Next to a split image of the Cowboys and Broncos, Ware wrote, "After a lot of thought and prayer, I've decided to accept the unknown and retire from my NFL career." The Indianapolis Colts have signed two more free agents, defensive end Margus Hunt and offensive lineman Brian Schwenke. Terms of the deals were not immediately available. Hunt was Cincinnati's second-round pick in 2013 and played in 44 games with 26 tackles, 1.5 sacks, and 3 passes defensed. The Buffalo Bills have been restocking their defensive line depth by agreeing to sign Ryan Davis. Davis has primarily played as a backup defensive end over 5 NFL seasons. The Carolina Panthers have re-signed offensive lineman Chris Scott to a 1-year contract as well. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.